Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about the term abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The word appearance, abstain from all appearance, has the idea of that which is the object of the physical eye. The act of physically seeing or hearing or tasting, okay, or feeling. So abstain from all appearance. Abstain from touching, feeling, hearing, tasting. Abstain from all appearance is what he's saying. And of what? Of evil. Evil's defined as evil in a moral, spiritual sense. We think first of pornography. The object and evil in the mind or heart to focus and affect the inner moral state. And it applies also to how you dress, the places you go, that affect your testimony before man, as well as yourself. We could talk about the movies. Oh, that's a good Christian. Goes in, he's watching a movie that isn't a good thing for him to be watching. It may not have nudity in it, but it's with all the filthy mouths, the adultery, and other things going on. And it's like there and there, they're being entertained by it. They enjoy it. We could talk about the dance. Now, for some reason or another, I can remember back in the 50s and 60s, people were against the dance except in some of the Christian circles here in the South. Square dancing. Square dancing's all right, but all other dancing is sin. Then there are some Christians in colleges Christian colleges that call themselves fundamental. I have a hard time saying it's fundamental. They said, well, all these dances are wrong, they're sin, except for ballet. Yeah, ballet, you know, the girls and guys getting out there in tights and jumping around and just their body being shown more than what the other dances do. How you dress. Think of that. The beer joint. The nightclub. I mean, on we could go. Now, you're doing these things. These are commands that God has given. But think of this from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Sanctification is to be set apart for the sacred and the holy. Set apart for God. You're set apart from those things. Abstaining from all appearance of evil. Okay? Abstain from all appearance of evil. So, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. And that would include anything associated with it. Now, it's not a thing where you say, well, it's evil to watch pornography, but it's all right to hear the music that goes along with the dances they would do in a strip club. Can you grasp that? I mean, do you have the capacity to grasp that? I hope you can. Now, I'm bringing all that out just to say this. Do not expect answered prayer and a relationship with God as a Christian if these things are evident. Now, you will be in a position in which you must live on religious feelings, because you can't walk in the Spirit of God if you walk with these various forms or even a form of evil. Okay? He said, abstain from all appearance of evil. The word all means all. Now, I would believe that you get involved in these things, the world would wonder if you see nothing wrong with it. Because, you see, the world must see that there is a difference. Never, never religiousize worldliness because you like it and try to find some way to justify it with the scripture. There is not a way to justify sin. So do not expect answered prayer and relationship with God, even if that prayer is for your loved ones. Don't expect it if you're going to not abstain from all appearance of evil. This then is by context of our chapter. It shows the love you have for God and the brethren, that it must be holy. It must also be towards brethren. So, by the context of the chapter, we're to love as Christ loved us. We're to love God that way, but we're going to love the brethren. It's a must. So the first condition that we saw there is to obey. The second condition, we also receive whatsoever we ask of him, for not only keeping his commandments, but that we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Okay, that's the second condition. Doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. When you know what pleases him, as in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where it tells us that God would have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now, since he set us here as witnesses, you want to please God, you witness to the lost the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11 says that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So he calls them there to repent there three times there in verse 11, Ezekiel chapter 33. James states it this way, the book of James. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Is it good for you to go when your church has visitation scheduled and you could go, but you don't? What did James just say? You know to do good, you do it not. It is sin. Your men get together and pray aside from a church service, okay? Not during a church service. I mean, in our church, we have a speaker going into a room where we have at least three or four people praying as I'm preaching. And heaven knows my preaching needs prayer. I believe that. But nonetheless, as they pray, we trust that God will hear and answer. However, that is a volunteer thing that we give classes a chance to volunteer. So, people being faithful to church, is that the right thing to do? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is? Yes, that's the right thing. It's a good thing to do. You know it's good to do. You don't do it? What is it? It's sin. Tithing, is it good to do? Yes. You do it not? What is it? Sin. Witnessing, is it good to do? Yes. You do it not? What is it? It's sin. You see, we don't like to hear that, but the truth of the matter is, that is the truth. Now, power is so often lost in prayer because of lacking a heart for the truth that wants to please him instead of using him, try to get out of him what we want and just use him. So remember, verse 22 says to keep and do in regard to prayer. You want answered prayer? You keep. That is, you guard and you do. You obey. Now, keep it in mind that the idea here in the language is of a continual effort, continuing in prayer, continuing to keep his commandments, and continuing to do those things that please him. You know, one of the things that I've found over the years, I've had people that were faithful to come. For example, we have a prayer meeting for men and women, men in one place, women in another place, on Sunday mornings at 9:20 in our church. And I've seen men come to those things, and then all of a sudden they're not coming anymore. And before too long, they're not sitting downstairs, they're sitting up in the balconies away from everybody. And before too long, they're not there on a Sunday night or Wednesday, but before too long, they're out the door. And in the process of time, they've developed critical spirits, whether it's from hearing gossip or some other thing that comes along the trail. But nonetheless, they listen to those things. And those things happen. And so they don't continue. And whatever took them off the path of obedience and faithfulness, love for God, love for the local church where God led them, love for the people of God at that local church, love for the things of the Lord, whatever took them off that course is not the blame of that thing. It's the blame of the heart of that person that went off course. Because they've given those things more power in their life than God. And the best thing to do is to swallow your pride, make things right, and get back on the right track. Now, I know this radio ministry goes around the world, so I'm not talking my church on. I'm talking about any Christian in any church where they're preaching the word, speaking the truth as it is to men as they are. Then you need, instead of being a critic, get right with God and do what you're supposed to do. Do those things that please him. Now, if we have a real heart in this matter, it doesn't condemn us. Why? Because we are seeking to please him. Therefore, our prayer is seeking his will, and we are asking him according to his will. See, sometimes you seek his will and you know it, then you need to ask according to that will for various things. It will therefore always line up with the word of God. If you want to know God's will, always check the word of God. When God lays something on your heart, make sure in God's word there's nothing that's interfering with that, so you'll know that it's not outside forces, so to speak, trying to get you to do something that sounds religious, that sounds good, but it may not quite be what God wants. So always check with the word of God. And whatever God's will would be in your life, it is not necessarily about promoting ourselves. Usually it's not. It's about glorifying the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes we get undeserved praise for things that God did.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.